Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Monday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is October 11th. Andy, how are we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing great. It's a historic day.
What's that?
Another new FedEx Cup, number one, breaking out of his co-lead, Sam Burns.
I was going to say, all right, Sanjay. Yeah, Burns was... had to go for the double-double, had a chance. I think he was, one or two off on Sunday, but he faded. He couldn't, you know, you had to be scared 59 on Sunday to hang around. Whether it was the boy from Bratislava, Sanjay M going super low at TPC Summerlin. Yeah, a historic day. Thank you for updating us on that, the Sam Burns. It's probably his first, right? His first time ever?
First time up there. New guy. He was a co-leader.
With
now
who?
He's the with Homa.
Who won Napa Fortinet? Yeah. Very so exciting.
Breaks out of T1. We didn't count him until he was solo one. Can't be T1 and be.
Nah. How often does that happen? It feels
that
like
often.
A rarity. Maybe, you know, with the FedEx Cup point system just being so, I don't know, it's so impossible to understand, so arbitrary, just points falling out of the sky left and right. It feels like we rarely have co-leads. So, all right, congrats to Sam Burns. He did not win, though. Your Bears won. Are you happy about that? Victory Monday for you. Loser Monday for me. I'm not happy with the NFL. I think they owe us an apology for this pass interference call they called on 4th and 4. Baker Mayfield, you know, he was better, but couldn't even get across 50 when he needed to for a game-winning drive. How was Justin Fields?
He was fine. I mean, the play calling is just... just like puts him in such a box. It's just, I mean, we have no offensive line. It was fine. It was great. He gives us the best chance to win. It's delightful to have him out there. He almost died 3 times in the game.
I saw it. They're gonna get all their quarterbacks killed. I mean, Dalton walked on the field once, and Fields was like, "F that! I'm coming back in. I'm not letting this guy." You know what was the Dalton quote before the season? It's like, "Justin can wait." He wasn't letting Andy get his feel himself at all.
This is my time.
He's like, my ankle could be falling off. I'm going back out there.
Yeah, the thing is, they're, you know, like 2 straight third and ones. They had a fullback dive, a halfback dive. And these are like pivotal, like put the game away drive type drives. And they're just like so afraid. Then they get them going like. You know, he makes some throws. He gets them down the field. It's like, oh, we get down, and then it's like, okay, let's run the. And they just gave him the ball back. It's just they suck. The coaches suck.
What's your record?
3-2. 3-2.
Oh my God, you're 3-2. That's unbelievable. Good. Congrats. It was a great sports weekend all around. College football was just magnificent. Saturday from basically noon to midnight Eastern. I'm, you know, showing my time. That was like an amazing college football day. NFL was fantastic today. What else do you have? Baseball, I don't really keep up with.
Sabatini almost won.
Almost is kind of a stretch. He was 5 shots behind.
Shot 28 on the front nine.
Yeah, people are blowing us up about this. It's like the guy just shot 61 in the Olympics, the crucible, the cauldron of the Olympics. You know, this is TPC.
This is child's play.
TPC driving range. Yeah, it's just not. It's 28. Wake me if he shoots 57. We'll be
here's
there.
The thing he did. What he just
God,
did.
His headshot is ridiculous. He's just shaved down to the studs. All right, what?
So Sabo had that flimsy status of career moneyless. Yeah. He just ensured he's going to have a full card, age 40, He just finished T3rd. You know how hard it is not to finish in the top 125 after T3rd?
You know what? I actually don't. Because it's nearly impossible.
It's nearly
third.
Third, yeah. He basically just has to make like 5 cuts the rest of the year, pretty much. It's just, this is how just shitty the whole finished 5th at the Shriners.
The guy is, the longevity is unbelievable. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. He's gonna be 49 next year. He's gonna have a full card.
We should do an audit of how many events he's played that no longer exist, have changed title sponsors, like the whole gamut.
The
he's
Viking Classic,
Kemper Open, all this stuff. Yeah, he's probably played it all. He's unbelievable.
He's probably played the BC Open when the BC Open was the thing.
He's been 4 nationalities, for God's sakes. All right, but your winner. Let's start. Do you want to start with PGA Tour?
Well, why not? This was a pretty sleepy weekend of golf.
Yeah. Watch football. Watch, soccer if you're into that. I know.
For a US golf podcast, you're encouraging people to not watch the product.
Well, maybe there shouldn't be a product right now.
I'm not disagreeing.
I thought the Constellation Furyk and friends, like, this is where you stand out. Phil Mickelson might be a shot in the arm for the Champions Tour. Their last best hope. Maybe Phil, of course, he wins every time he shows up.
He only played there because of Furyk.
Right, right.
He wants to ensure he gets in the Ryder Cup President's Cup captain cabal. So he had to suck up to Furyk.
Right, sure.
When's Davis Love going to launch his Champions Tour event?
It's going to be another Sea Island event. Like, we need another one of those. We're going to have a senior division at the RSM. Is that how it's going to go?
Maybe they'll play the other course. They'll play another course on the island during the same week.
They could. That may be what that
is. I think they should all be called Player and Friends.
I know. You made that point. It is a pretty terrible name. I mean, is it a championship? Is it an invitational? Is it an open? No, it's the Furyk and Friends.
No, that's a perfect name for the hit and giggle it is. It sounds exactly like what the tournament is. They slow it down, soften it up, bring in the swing of seniors. And
I mean, Phil can literally hit it off the planet, take like unplayables for one hole and still just ride it right through, take double bogey. Like, it just doesn't matter. And that's a great course too. Like, it just, the way they set it up, they slowed it down. Yeah. All those guys hit it 15, 20 yards farther than they did when they were 30. It's unbelievable. But my original point was with the schedule. I don't know. I feel like I saw more Champions Tour coverage highlight pops this weekend. But it was sleepy. It was still shitty. It was a bad weekend for golf. But
here's the reality.
Maybe they try to find something nowadays. Maybe, 0.5 is better than 0 when you're trying to battle in May, June, July.
Here's the dirty secret of the reality of the situation. The biggest star in either tournament was Phil.
Yeah. Yeah,
and this is going to become an issue for the tour, right?
I think Koepka played in the other one, but he was there allegedly just for the fight.
Yeah, but Phil's a bigger star than Koepka. Tiger and Phil are bigger than anybody, and Phil at 50, what is he, 51?
Yeah, maybe
Spieth. Spieth or Rory, are those the only two guys that can contend with Phil?
I mean, Bryson gets a lot of coverage.
Bryson, too. Yeah. I think, oh, God, that's got to just kill Koepka, that Bryson's bigger star than him.
My kid, I was at the baseball game, my kid's baseball game today. My kid's friend's great, great grandma. A woman's in her 90s. Like, it's just, she reads the paper every day, loves golf, just asked me about the Ryder Cup. She goes, why is every article, they don't give golf any coverage, because she just gets all her golf from the paper, is obsessed with the sport, loves it. She's like 90-something, maybe pushing triple. A wonderful woman. And she's like, why is everything on DeChambeau? Is it because his name? I think it's because his name sounds it. Well, he's pretty, you know, lightning rod character. I'm trying to talk to her on the sidelines of the base. And like, this is the guy. He's getting all the juice, all the headlines. What scant coverage if you get printed paper. It's DeChambeau, apparently.
Did you explain to him, his content deal? This exclusive content deal? How that might be part of the reason.
I said, you should wait if you see the newspaper. Wait till you go to golf.com. Check out his YouTube of his quarantine. You know, he likes to cook. It's just an interesting... But yeah, Bryson, I feel like, is the biggest star. No, I don't know how we got down this road, but yeah.
Well, got down this road is that...
It's Phil. That's a good point.
Is that Phil and the Furyk'n front somehow outshined the Shriners? A great tournament that Rod Pampling once won.
The Shriners?
Yeah.
Could have been Furyk'n.
It was a couple of years ago. Remember when he just struck the golf course to death? Didn't he win?
Yeah.
I feel like he won when this podcast was in it. This was one of the early episodes of this podcast.
Rod Pamps?
Yeah, he won the Shriners. No, 2016 it was.
-4 was the cut. 2016, this podcast was not born.
Didn't exist.
Did not exist. I had not met you yet. The cut was -4. Brian Gay, Pat Perez, Kelly Kraft, and Sun Yul No was a WD. That's quite a quartet. You think they just took it too deep on the strip? Pat Perez told Brian Gay, Kelly Kraft, get in the car, we're going out. Why did they all end up WDs? I wasn't going to say it's driving range in a dome. It wasn't Palm Springs because Bones kept talking about the inconsistent wind. And Saturday was a little bit windy, kind of tough. So it wasn't pure like driving range in a dome, but there just wasn't much to it. The ball was stopping, spinning back, and there you have it. Guys going out in 28, and your winner is 24 under. I think Sungjae made, I want to say, 7 birdies in 9 holes, I think, among other accolades throughout the week.
I mean, good for Sungjae. It's second win. Obviously, bright star. What is he, 24 now?
So is he going to be the best Korean golfer of all time? Men's Korean golfer. Let me be very clear. I was looking at this earlier. We have Siwoo.
I mean, KJ, you think he's going to catch up to a major winner?
Siwoo?
And KJ.
So KJ won
30
times.
You're not entertaining that thought?
No, the major stuff, we can save that for the spring, for God's sakes. Although they are running players ads in freaking September and October. Like, why are they doing that to me? So KJ won 8 times on the PGA Tour. Sungjae's now won twice. Rookie of the Year. I don't know. I think he's 24. Is that right? Someone had a great tweet today that he's like 2 years younger than, I don't know, some American we always call
23. He's still 23.
Yeah. He's done a lot. It had been a while, though. I think he's the best chance to be the best men's Korean player.
Man, you know who's taking offense to that?
Who?
Tom Kim.
Ben An?
Tom Kim.
Of course, there could be prospects in the pipeline. I'm not like plugged into... Korean junior golf and amateur golf, but it feels like he's headed. Well, it feels like he's headed for a maybe. I don't know. I think he can get the KJ Choi's 8 career wins. It's hard to win though.
You think he's a quarter of the way there? He's 23. I think the biggest thing is
it's hard to win.
But the other, this is the conversation that has to happen anytime somebody's a great young Korean player. It's the military thing, because it can ruin your game.
Right. It had been a while. He hasn't won since it was going on pushing 3 years. You know, he won the Honda in 2019.
It was 2020.
What?
He won in 2020, the Honda.
Oh, was that 2020?
I mean, it feels like 7 years ago, given the last year and a half that we've lived.
I thought it was 2020.
That was pre-COVID. That was a pre-COVID win.
That was like the last one, right?
One of the last ones, because it would have gone. Bay Hill would have been the next week, right? Honda, Bay Hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're excused for that mistake. But yeah, it's been a year and a half.
Feels like 5 years ago. Okay. I was at that Bay Hill. Good God. Yeah.
Is that the one you played with Grayson Murray in?
No, stop. That was like 6 years ago. Stop. So yeah, congrats to Sungjae. He'd not played well. He took some time off, for God's sakes. He took 4 weeks off. I saw Brently Romine had a write-up. Said it was his longest break he's ever taken. Yeah. He wanted to watch the Braves postseason push to get into the playoffs.
Do you think he's been to Magic City yet?
I don't. I really don't. Do you?
I mean, maybe. I hear the chicken wings are good.
Lou Williams broke what? The bubble, the NBA bubble in Orlando.
I heard a rumor that the golf boom in the bubble was not really a real golf boom. There were other reasons that they were going to the golf course all the time.
Smoke weed?
Who could say? Who could say, Brendan?
Interesting. What a cross-sport nugget that is. All right. Interesting. All right. Anything else on the TPC Summerlin Shriners Open? Hospitals for Children, Charity, Classic, Invitational?
I mean, Matt Wolf. Is it Matt or Matthew?
He goes by Matthew. I think we should pay him that respect.
Just Matthew. Like Cameron.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to see him playing well. He has a bunch of runners up. A lot of runners up. You know? So...
And then also sure. Good for like Hayden Buckley. That's a rookie. You know, getting a good finish here, top 10. Something to build on going into the next week.
I see him on the leaderboard all the time, and I couldn't pick Adam Shank out of a lineup. Well, I know he's been a pro for a long time. You know, he's been around. He is creative player for me. Every time he's on the screen, I was like, I don't know who that is. I have to send it to somebody. It's like, who is this?
That's you know who his buddies
still
with.
Still couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
You know
he's Duncan, right?
He's him and Duncan, both went to Purdue. Both Boilermaker.
Boiler up. There we go. All right, that's it. Anything else, Shriners?
Man, how you just drive by Shank and then you want to get off that topic?
Harry Hall is getting a lot of catnip. About how he's a mini Bryson. A lot of catnip on Harry Hall, who finished T8. Congrats to Harry.
Can you guess how many FedEx Cup points Adam Shank accrued in 2021?
Oh, in 2021?
How many FedEx Cup points? Let's not... I feel like we aren't going by dollars. We're going by FedEx Cup points.
He had like a moment at the John Deere, I want to say. I don't know how many points there are. That's the thing. None of this matters.
This is the exercise. We're going to start to learn points.
165.
609.
Whatever. I don't know what it means. I don't know what any of these things mean. You couldn't tell me. I know there's 500
Burnham. Finished 88th in the standings.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
Let's see. His best finish was John Deere, T4. You're right.
I remember the important stuff. I don't know what points are, but I remember he played well there.
Fourth at the Barracuda, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
That was his late season charge. I mean, to give this guy some credit. I'm going to give this guy a little credit here.
We're down in Adam Shank rabbit hole, okay? Let's give him credit. Let's put his name up in lights.
Back was against the wall. 135 in the FedEx Cup after a 41st finish at the Rocket Mortgage.
Hey. They should consider him for a President's Cup spot. He clearly knows how to knuckle up under pressure when his back's against the wall. Get him on the team, DL3.
So he goes T4 at John Deere. Let's list off where he's played well. Ready? John Deere, T4. T15 at Barbasol. T51 at 3M. So that's a real PGA Tour event. T51. Fourth at the Barracuda.
Okay.
In comparison to the previous two. Fourth at the Barracuda. Opposite field. And then he missed the cut at the Wyndham, and they finished T31 at Northern Trust. Season's over.
Great.
Before that, in the super season, his best finish was a T11 in the team event, the Zurich.
If I put a picture of Adam Schenck, Adam Lawn, Tyler Duncan, Hayden Buckley, who else? Chad Ramey. Could you name Adam Schenck? Could you get them all?
No.
Taylor Moore.
I think I could get 3 out of 5.
All right. Just wondering.
What do you think you'd get?
I mean, I could get Tyler Duncan just because he's been such a subject of intrigue on this podcast and nowhere else for some unknown reason. God, Purdue's taking a beating. I apologize to the people at Purdue.
They're supposed to be good at college basketball this year. That's their...
Matt Painter and his jackets that are tailored for a 6'12", 6'11", guy. You see, he has the worst... I mean, that's just saying something for college basketball coaches. I mean, he might be the worst-dressed college coach, and there's a lot of competition in that running. His coats go to his knees, the back of his knees, I've noticed. All right, let's move on. That's your Shriners recap. Congrats to Sanjay, a star, you know, in the making. Former Rookie of the Year. So, that was the tweet. Someone said he's 2 years younger than Zalatoris, who I forget, I'm not properly crediting it, but, you know, last year's Rookie of the Year, he's 2 years younger than. On the European Tour, Rafael...
Wait, he won Rookie of the Year?
Sanjay?
No, Will Zalatoris.
We're not doing this.
Where are we going to next? European Tour. Rafa!
Acciona Open de España, presented by Madrid. Why Madrid? Presented by Madrid? The city? I'm reading the title off. I guess, I don't know. They just, the tourism board. Rafa Cabrera-Bello wins in a playoff over Audrey Arnaus. Good kind of get-right Sunday for Rafa, Spanish Open. I believe it's his fourth European Tour win. Guy has fallen off a cliff, completely out of sight. He's a former Ryder Cup player. He's a top 20 player in the world. Sort of this, you know, specimen, right? Club head speed, jacked, looks great in a golf shirt. You know, he became a, you know, FootJoy and Titleist, I know, push him crazy. Like, he became just sort of a guy that, well, I don't know why.
He got up to, like, 20th in the world, you know? He was...
Yeah.
And he never won. About him, he never wins. This is a rare occurrence. This is... Everybody should be celebrating. All the Rafa Cabrera Bayo fans should be celebrating. This is a rare occurrence he won. Well, you know, he won in 2012, and then he didn't win again until 2017.
I did not know.
And
he hasn't
won since 2017. So he went from a 5-year drought to a 4-year drought.
Wow.
Maybe the next drought will be 3 years. Maybe he's improved.
He was, I think, 231st in the world starting this week. I mean, just kind of falling off a cliff. He's not young. He's like, he's pushing 40. I think he's in his late 30s, but like,
he's been playing on the Euro Tour since 2006.
And lost his card. I know that. He tried to play the PGA Tour last year and lost his card because he wasn't in the, you know, he's like 180th in the FedEx Cup standing. So congrats to Rafa, the Spaniard that most people probably didn't expect to win. Everybody picked Rom, win third in a row. Congrats. They're on to Valderrama, I think. next European tour stop. What are you giggling about? Do you have any other European thoughts? European tour, Audrey Arnaus?
I guess I got nothing on Audrey Arnaus.
That just, I was watching this coffee golf. I mean, it's just a circus. He hit, I think it was the 17th hole, maybe it was 18th, hit a tree. It went 100 yards back down a cart path. These cart paths are just all over the PGA, the European Tour, cart path golf. If it's not power lines, 100 yards. He lost 100 yards, just comes slowly tumbling back to him. And he had to get up and down out of a bunker to save par to stay with Arnaus. It's just a lot of cart paths on the European Tour.
Hey, right. You know, Jack Sr., our guy, finished T6. He didn't have a card at the beginning of the year. He's 83rd in Race to Dubai. Looks like he's got a card now. What a year for Jack Sr.
All right.
I bet Peter's father is very proud of him.
He's got to name his kid Jack, right? So he's Jack Sr. Sr., right? We've talked about this.
And the kid's Jack Sr. Jr.
Yeah. All right, Dick Bland.
Or Peter. He could name him Peter, and then he could be Peter Sr. the second.
That's true. All right. Dubuisson finished like 12th. Unbelievable. Just came riding out of the mountains, the Pyrenees, on a horse, and just finishes 12th. Who knows? All right. Congrats to RCB. On the LPGA, Jin Yun Ko, 18 under par. Wins by 4 over Caroline Masson. She has now gone, I think this is it, this is the big headline everywhere, 14 straight rounds in the 60s, matching, I believe, a mark set by Annika Sörenstam in, I think, 2005. 14 consecutive rounds in the 60s. It was her third win of the year. She won the Dallas event, Volunteers of America. She won in Portland a couple weeks ago. The big debate now, we're... What?
Go She's ahead. Back. She's back with a vengeance. She's mad that Nelly's taken her throne.
Well, the Asia swing just got kind of nixed, right, for COVID restrictions. 3 out of 4 events got canceled. There's only 3 events left. Big debate is, like, do we have a player of the year debate in the women's tour? We got 2 3-time winners. We'll see. There's stuff to play for, I suppose. Nelly winning the gold medal and a major, I think, probably breaks that tie.
But yeah. Anyways. I feel like Jin Young Ko is going to need to win at least 1, maybe 2 more events to have any chance in that.
The thing with Jin Young Ko is, like, she seems to be more of a machine when she gets, like, kind of locked in, like, more than any, like, it's just fairways and greens. I think she hit, like, almost every, her worst day was missed, like, 4 greens in regulation. She holds that streak where, like, she matched Tiger Woods for most consecutive holes without a bogey. The thing with Ko is that she just sort of gets locked in like this, and I don't know. That's how you end up with 14 rounds in the 60s. So congrats to her. Mountain Ridge was a excellent watch, like mid-afternoon slot.
It was great. Weekend. Great watch. Great, yeah. That it was, you know, awesome golf course. And they should be playing on these types of golf courses all the time. You know,
it wasn't real hospitable Sunday. It's kind of cold and rainy, but it's still good.
I in the Beth Ann Nichols article, so she's won 10 titles. And she only has a total of 66 starts since joining the tour full time in 2018.
Pretty good rate. Pretty good conversion rate.
I think I'm guessing 1 or 2 of those came before she officially joined the tour.
Yeah. Ricky would kill for that, right? I don't know why we need to bring Ricky into this. Okay. And last but not least, on the Let's give Roland Massimino a shout out for winning on the Latino America Tour. Raleigh's grandson. We're talking about grandkids earlier. That might be the best trophy I've seen. The El Tigre on the Latino America. Roland Massimino. What were we gonna say, Nelly?
I was saying there's a Golf Saudi event coming up on the LET. That's being played at Glen Oaks on Long Island. Yeah.
I get like 2 emails a day asking if I want credentials for that. They are pushing that hard. They want people up there. The Aramco Team Series or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get so many emails
about Nelly's playing in it.
Cover that. She is?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. You see that the Saudis bought a Premier League team, Newcastle. Which, you know, Jason Kokrak's going to be in there first thing next year. On the pitch, celebrity sideline guest, Jason Kokrak for Newcastle United. All right, last but not
least. He's going to be talking shit to Billy about when they have the West Ham. The West Ham-Newcastle rivalry. Maybe that'll be the new Brooks and Bryson feud. It'll be Billy Ho. How about Billy Ho weighing in on the Southwest situation?
I was wondering if you were going to go there. It's like, no, I think even that.
Billy flies private everywhere, and he's weighing in on Southwest canceling flights. Just kicking Southwest while they're down.
Just shouting about things on social media. He doesn't even need to shout about. God. Last but not least, Phil wins. You know, he's 3-for-4 on the Champions Tour. We've already, you know, alluded to it. It was fine. It was an interesting watch. Tim O'Connell looked cool. He got a favorable ruling, I suppose, on 16. His ball moved in the pine straw. And nowadays, like, you have to say you absolutely, definitively made it move. Or else the presumption is some other force. You know, this is a 2019 rule. And he moved a bunch of shit around the ball. But it had been, like, you know, some time had elapsed. But his, you know, so he got away and punched out, made a par. And yeah, I don't know if it was a favorable ruling. I don't know if that was an incorrect ruling. But, you know, hey, that made things moderately exciting on the Sunday afternoon when probably nobody gave a shit about golf.
Well, that's it. Champions Tour. How many times has he won on the Champions Tour? Three times now?
Three times and four starts.
Four starts.
Doesn't speak well to the Champions Tour.
No.
Right? Alex Chayka winning majors. Phil Mickelson just kind of rolls out to the first tee and, you know.
Wins and then goes back to the tour.
And can't hit, you know.
Can't make a cut.
Yeah. Not great. Not great. All right. That's it. You got anything else you want to sign off with on this Monday episode? Any gossip? Any rumors? Any amusements? I like the one about the bubble, the NBA bubble.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little nugget, you know?
I got one about Justin Thomas's caddy. I don't know. Jimmy, sounds like that was, I don't know, interesting what happened there. I don't know. Doesn't sound like he was fired at all. Seems like there was like a little disagreement over, I don't know, something. Compensation, I have no idea what happened there. But it's amusing. Amusing.
He didn't retire, huh?
Did he not? Is that clear? Has he said he's not retired?
I don't know.
Nobody's really talked about it yet. I haven't heard where he's going. I can't believe Bones was calling golf. I couldn't believe Bones was calling golf. Like, why does he have to do that? He loves it. He was out in Vegas, I guess. I don't know. Seems like
a lot. Is it Thomas the Thirst Bucket or Thomas the Thirst Engine?
I don't care. They can both be whatever. They can be whatever you want. They're interchangeable at this point, like the town crier and the baton boy. All right. Everyone enjoy your Mondays. We'll be back with you on Wednesday.